Do you want to start a podcast, but you're stuck trying to figure everything out on your own? Are you spending way too much time trying to come up with episode ideas? Does the thought of actually hitting record make you sick to your stomach? Been there. Hi, I'm Mari, and I'm here to help you learn how to go from planning to launching. I want you to learn the steps of how to plan, launch, and manage a podcast. You will learn how to help others by providing ongoing podcast management support, and also walk through the behind-the-curtain process to podcast management, podcast production, podcast launch, and everything in between. I went from helping and providing podcast services to others to starting my own podcast. Yes, you can start a podcast too. What's holding you back? Is it the fear of failure, or maybe the fear of what others might think of you? Chica, let me tell you, I've been there, and if I can do this, you can too. Don't let the setbacks or disappointments stop you from using your unique skills and experiences to fully live out the plan that God has created for you. Join me in going after the dreams that God has put in your heart. His grace and truth will be our guides. Let's get podcasting, Chica. Hola, hola, chicas. Hello, and welcome back to Chicapreneur Podcast. It's been way too long since we last connected, and I just want to know, how is summer treating you, friends? Have you been able to go on vacation yet? Let me tell you, I was able to visit with family on the East Coast, and that was a lot of fun. Then I got to go to a TFHOC event in Texas. That, my friends, was amazing. And after that, we drove several thousand miles to find ourselves a casita to live in. I will be sharing that story on a different episode. Today, I'm hoping and praying that you are all doing well and in good spirits. And before we get started on how to become a podcast manager and work from home as a Latina chicapreneur, I want to remind you about my free community group on Facebook. It's called Podcast Management for Chicapreneurs. We will be sharing ideas and experiences and getting to know each other better. I know we will have a lot of fun. So go to bit.ly/chicagroup to join today. Or look it up as Podcast Management for Chicapreneurs. I'll see you there. Okay, so in today's episode, I'll be discussing how you can become a podcast manager and work from home. So some of you might be wondering if there's anything you can do to start to work from home, especially after being able to do so during the pandemic. Are you being asked to go back to an office, but you're not really sure that you want to do that again? Have you been looking for something to do on the side and possibly make it into a career in the future? If so, podcast management might be just the thing for you. I have been a podcast manager for a little over a year, and I love it. I get to work directly with podcasters and help them get their shows up and running. It's so rewarding to help others and to see them go from planning to launching a podcast. I also provide ongoing monthly support, which allows the podcasters to focus on creating and recording their shows. You might be telling yourself right now, Mari, this is not for me, because I don't even know how I would be able to help a podcaster with their show. Well, that's where I come in, chica. Most of us already have one or more skills that can be translated into podcast management. I'll be talking about four skills that you can use as a podcast manager today. Number one, customer service. Have you ever worked as a customer service rep? Then you can help a podcaster with guest management. Some of the things that you'll be able to do as a guest manager are research podcasts where the podcaster can be interviewed in. Reach out and let them know how the podcaster would add value to their audience. Follow up and schedule the podcaster for an interview. Be the main point of contact for incoming requests. Vet incoming requests for guests to appear on the podcaster show. Send emails with details to guests of the upcoming interview. And send thank you emails after the interview is recorded. Those are just some of the things that you can do as a guest manager. Are you an ads wizard? You can help a podcaster with sponsor acquisition. Some of the podcasters include ads to generate revenue. You can help them with making a list of the podcaster's favorite things to use as a starting point. Reach out to potential sponsors and follow up after first contact. You can also review if the sponsor would be a good fit for the podcaster and agree to terms of the contract. That is number two. Number three, editing experience. Every single podcaster needs help with editing. It might be minimal, or you might be editing a full hour or more episodes. Here's what you can help with. Receiving the recordings from the podcaster and editing long pauses, ahs, ums, background noise, etc. Adding music. Inserting the intro, outro, and or call to action. Adjusting the loudness and many other edits to make the audio sound great for publishing. Number four, project manager. Have you ever been in charge of a project before? Then you can help as a podcast manager. You can gather all the necessary information, project a realistic timeline for a launch, create a smooth workflow for the show, create an editorial calendar, and you can delegate tasks to team members or let the podcaster know who they will need on their team. Those are some of the skills that can be translated from your regular day job into podcast management. Do any of those sound familiar to you? Maybe you're already working as a customer service rep, or you know how to acquire ads, you've done some editing work, or you have worked on a project before. If so, then transitioning into becoming a podcast manager shouldn't be too difficult for you. Or maybe you don't have any of the skills that I mentioned above. And that's okay too. You can definitely add these skills to your toolbox and provide podcast management services. And if you just happen to be interested in learning, stay tuned. I am developing a course to teach everything there is to know about podcast management. Want a sneak peek? Email me at cheekapreneurpodcast@gmail.com to find out more. I love listening to podcasts, so when I found out that I could provide podcasters assistance with their shows, I decided to add those skills to my toolbox. And let me tell you, with the amount of podcasts increasing each month, there are a ton of podcasters out there that need some type of assistance, whether it's with planning, launching, editing, or ongoing monthly help. There's definitely something that you will be able to help a podcaster with. If you're still wondering if there's enough for everyone out there, the answer is yes. Join me next week when I will share with you 5 steps that I took to become a podcast manager, and I will also be sharing statistics and information about how many podcasts are active as of today, and a lot more information. You will be blown away at the number of the active podcasts that exist. If you have any questions, let me know. Head on over to my Facebook community group, Podcast Management for Cheekapreneurs, or go to bit.ly.com/cheekagroup. I'll answer your questions there, and we will have more time to chat. You can also send me an email to cheekapreneurpodcast@gmail.com. And thank you so much for your lovely emails and reviews. Hey, if you haven't done so already, don't forget to subscribe to the show by going to bit.ly.com/cheekapod or find it as Cheekapreneur Podcast on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, or any of your favorite podcast platforms. Share what you loved or learn about today's episode on Instagram or Facebook, and don't forget to tag me at Cheekapreneur. This is all for today, Cheeka, but before I leave, let me pray for you. Lord, you are so good to us. Thank you for the opportunity to share with all of the chicas that are listening in today. I pray that you bless them and allow them to enjoy the rest of their summer. In Jesus' name, amen. Talk next week, chicas.